Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today we thought we'd talk about a movie we both watched, which is basically a documentary, sort of a documentary, about DeLorean, the famous man behind the car. And it was a fascinating look into his life. I knew some of the details before, but I learned a lot watching the movie. And so you want to first talk about the movie itself and how they used Alec Baldwin, or you want to go right into talking about DeLorean himself? What are your thoughts?
I think that everyone has to know why Alec Baldwin was cast in the role and what a different twist it was to this documentary.
So to explain to viewers what it's about, so Alec, some of the scenes are created by actors, Alec Baldwin being the one playing DeLorean, but rather than just having him act as DeLorean, you get his take on DeLorean as if he's some big macher having to do with DeLorean. I don't understand how he has such knowledge about DeLorean, but he then gives his impression, like, I think DeLorean was feeling this or that. So the actor's perspective, which is kind of a strange twist on the documentary. He did have one interaction. I believe DeLorean called him up once and said that he should play him in a movie. So he reports that in the documentary. But all in all, it was a very strange twist to the story. But the documentary itself is eye-opening because you meet his two children, you get a sense of a little bit about what was going on in that family, and just the kind of decisions DeLorean made, for better or worse. Correct?
I thought the most fascinating part of the documentary was the fact that there was a mix between the real and the fake. And seeing Alec Baldwin do his rendition of who he felt DeLorean was, or even who he felt DeLorean should have been, and the expressions he should have said, was a very interesting twist. Now, Steve used the word macha. For everybody that's not Hollywood or Jewish, that means a big deal. And it's interesting how the producers and the director of this documentary picked Alec because of his outgoing and very brash and very boisterous and very domineering personality. So it was interesting to watch one big gun do another big gun and how he interpreted the role based on what the producers and director wanted and what he wanted. Because he even said that he put in some of his own flavor and it was accepted. So watching the whole dynamics of this unbelievable dynamic guy named DeLorean building a car company with such, you know, vigor and, you know, success to a certain degree, and the rise and fall of him, and the silly stupidity that we all fall into when we're in desperate times, really captivates the audience. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you get to see how the government set up DeLorean, how the government lost their case against him, but then how public opinion and whatnot just took him down afterwards. It's a fascinating look at government trying to, you know, take down a high profile person to try to prove a point. A part of it was the Reagan administration wanting to just say no to drugs and trying to use a high profile person, but that didn't really fit. So they kind of like twisted and forced it into it. And then ultimately the jury saw through it. I mean, I found the whole thing very, very interesting, but I also felt that you see, as a man, he's a pretty flawed character, and he made a lot of bad decisions. When he should have been cutting back on producing DeLoreans, he increased. He cuts a deal with Ireland just for the money, which is fine, but in doing so, he didn't have as many workers as he needed and whatnot, as far as people who are experts in that field, and then ultimately screwed out his partner for another partner, and then ultimately a side deal, which really goes south. So it's amazing to see what this guy would do, which is pretty much anything, and break any rule to get what he wanted. Fascinating study in big business, too. I think this is not a one-time story. I think this story gets repeated over and over and over again as greed and desperation mix in big business. That's my take on it.
So two things I want to add. One is a lot of the things that DeLorean did when desperate times came and called for desperate measures, I have witnessed over decades of working, maybe on a smaller scale or maybe even on a larger scale, with some of my clients and some of the people I wrote about over the years. And it's always like the same characteristics that you even see in the Roger Ailes, TV or Netflix documentary that's going on now. You could see like, oh my God, that's, you could point to different characters that you know in business and, kind of like figure out what their next move is going to be. So in that way, a lot of the audience are going to recognize people, business people in their life, and they're going to say, oh my God, this reminds me of this, reminds me of that. So it kind of takes you down memory lane. And unfortunately, the same thing may be going on in Tesla now, or in Google,
right,
or in Amazon, Facebook, a lot of the same things happen, and you get to see why. The second thing that I don't want to omit that's very important, that kind of like was really very impressive and very sad at the same time, was the family aspect.
Oh.
What was the reaction of the wife and the children? I don't want to say too much because I want everyone to see it and have their own interpretation. But that was very real. And that was also scary in the sense that it was so real that it gave the audience a chance to think about their own existence and what they do and what's done to them and, where the future should really go in terms of the family unit. But it doesn't hold back at all.
And that's what's so great about these documentaries, because when you live DeLorean's story, which both of us have, we watched it in the newspaper, you understand what's going on. It is what it is. But now you get to look back and you see the damage that happened to the family, the damage that happened to the children. That's something you couldn't imagine when it was actually happening. But now that you can see it, so many years later, it's again, makes fascinating documentary. So I highly recommend it. And I'd love to hear from people if they think the use of Alec Baldwin stepping out of character and being Alec Baldwin in the documentary works or doesn't work. I would love to know if people loved it or hated it. But email Lois or email me and let me know.
Perfect.
So let me take this moment then to say thank you, everybody, for listening. And once again, this is Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And we have been Lying on the Beach. Thank you.